Okay, we are on Lamed Amud Beis. We are 8 lines from the top. First word on the line is Upachim. So we're talking about the Shita, the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. That Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana says this idea that Hashem, that we make a comparison, right, between the Misa Bidei Shamayim and Misa Bidei Adam, that just like Misa Bidei Shamayim, when a person is Chayiv Misa Bidei Shamayim, we don't make them pay, right? They don't have to pay a fine that gets incurred at the same time. So too, when a person is supposed to get a Misa Bidei Adam, so they don't have to pay a fine at the same time. We had Abaye give an explanation how Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana gets to this conclusion, right? So, and his comparison was Yom Kippur to Shabbos, right? Just like on Shabbos, if a person, lights a fire and damages someone's property, well, he's Chayav Misa, so he doesn't have to pay for the damage. So too on Yom Kippur, which doesn't bring an Isser Misa, but Isser Kares, which is and Rashi points out, the Isser Kares is a spiritual Misa, right? A person's cut off, etc. So a person's chayev cut, for kares. So same thing. Someone, violates, Yom Kippur, and also again, same thing, ends up damaging someone's property. So they're not going to have to pay because, like we said, kim le mid rabbinate. We give the person the higher punishment, and not the lower one. So
all that is brought to prove why the idea that if you have a higher punishment,
reason this all came up was because what if the person, right, what if this guy rapes a woman yeah. who's a nida, right? So he's chayev kares for having relations with a nida, and at the same time he has to pay a fine.
So you wouldn't have to pay the fine because
so Chista had said that even our two opinions before, Shimon HaTeimani and Shimon Ben Asya, right, who had argued before, they all agreed that if he was Baal and Nida, that he still has to pay the fine, right? That was actually the point was, this was against the opinion of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. That's the point.
Okay.
Because Rav Nechunya ben Hakana says, what do you mean? Whenever you do something that brings a steeper punishment, you don't have to pay the weaker thing, which is pay the fine. So now we're all in on Rav Nechunya ben Hakana understanding his approach. Rabbiya gave a rationale from Nechunya ben Hakana from the word Ason. Ason in the case of Yaakov being afraid to send them Benyamin, and Ason in the case of a person who hurts a woman, who he's in a fight and he causes the woman to die and she loses her baby, doesn't pay the fine for the baby, just for the Misa for having killed the woman. So fine. So they talk about Bidei Adam and Bidei Shemayim, etc. But that was his proof.
Okay.
So now the Gemara is going to offer a different reason. Rava is going to give a different reason for the opinion of Nechunya ben Hakana. So Rava Amar, Taimad Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana Mehacha. So I have a different reason to make that Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana has a different source for this opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, that when you are Chayiv Misa, you don't pay the fine. So how do I know? Mehacha, from here. If the people of the land will turn their eyes away from this person, which person? The person who was Petito Mizar la Molech, right? A person who gives their child to Molech. Molech was a avodah zarah where they would pass the children through fire and basically child sacrifice. So if people are doing that and the people in his community don't pay attention, Visamti Anias Panai Beishahu Ubimishbachto. Right, so if other people are not paying attention to him, says Hashem, I'll pay attention to him. I'm going to watch him. V'karsi oso, right, and I will give him karis. Right, so it seems like what Hashem is saying: if the person doesn't, if the community doesn't pay attention to him and take care of him, I'll take care of him. Right, and I'll give him karis. Right, so Amr Torah says the Torah. That's the end of the pasuk. So Amr Torah, karis sheli kemisa shelachem. Right, so Hashem is basically saying you should be killing this guy for child sacrifice, if you don't do that. So I'll take care of him. I'll give him kares. So what do you see? The Hashem's kares is like your Misa. Ma Misa shalachem patim min teshlamin. So we know, again, if the person would be chayav Misa, doesn't have to pay a fine. Right? Again, guy lights a fire, and it destroys your house. But he also is Chayim Yisef lighting fire. So he's going to be Chayim Yisef. He won't have to pay for your house. So af kares sheli pati min tashlum. And the same thing, if a person would get kares from me, like eating Yom Kippur or whatever, so then he will not have to pay the fine that's incurred by that iser. Fine. So good, another source, but that's all good and fine. But we have to always ask the question: if you're rejecting, if Rava is rejecting a Abaye's source and giving his own source, there has to be an afkamina. There's got to be some reason, some practical difference between the two, right? So ask the Gemara: Ma'ika bein Rava l'Abaye. So okay, it's nice. Two different rationales, right? One's linear from Ason, and one's linear from this case of Molech and Kares. But what's the difference? So answers the Gemara: Ika benayu zar sha'achal truma. Okay, the difference is what case would show a difference between the two cases? If a zar, a non-kohen, eats truma. Okay, why? What's the difference? La Abaye, according to Abaye, he learns from Ason, a zar who eats truma would be pater. But according to Rava, the zar would be chayev. So he wouldn't have to pay the fine. According to Rava, he'd have to pay the fine. What's the difference? Look at Rashi. Rashi explains, Zar she'achal truma. It's like six lines down, the skinny lines in Rashi, and then the line Zar she'achal truma says Rashi b'mezid, right? So a non kohen who eats truma b'mezid who b'misa b'dei shemayim v'lo b'karetz, right? So a zar eats truma, he gets misa b'dei shemayim. So that's not karetz, right? So what's been the comparison until now? The comparison until now has been that the misa of, you know, just like a misa of a bidei adam, the person doesn't have to pay. A person's supposed to get killed, right? And he's chai misa in Bezdin. So it doesn't happen. Sorry. And if he's supposed to get misa in Bezdin, he doesn't have to pay the fine. So too, if he's supposed to get misa bidei shemayim, but the example we gave so now is not is kares. If he's supposed to get kares, so then you don't have to pay. Also, so the case of a zar eating chuba, he doesn't get kares. He gets called misa bidei shemayim.
What's the difference?
So presumably kares is we don't know exactly what kares is, but assume that kares is some type of spiritual bidding getting cut off. Either it impacts a person's children, or it impacts their place in Olam Haba, or there's some type of like spiritual death that applies to the person. Misa bidei shemayim would mean that the person gets killed in Olam Hazeh by Hashem.
So in some other way, Hashem takes care of the Hashem guy takes care of ladder or whatever.
Exactly. Hashem takes care of him, right? Yeah. So that's different. That's not the same thing. Misa bidei shemayim is Hashem kills you in this world, kills a person, in this world, right, on his own. Instead of the Bezdin taking care of you, Hashem takes care of you. But that's Olam Hazeh. Kares is presumably Olam Haba, or has to do with the person's lineage, right? So that's like in the future. So the point being, so what's the point then? So the Abaye Pater, why according to Abaye, Pater mitashlumin, right? Why? I'm still in Rashi. Dinafka le me ason bidei shemayim, right? V'chol ason v'mashon. What was the case that Abaye brought? Right? Abaye brought the case of Yaakov Avinu worried about Binyamin getting hurt, right? And it was basically said he was worried about anything. Well, you know, I don't want ason to happen to him. And ason could have been anything. It could have been Yehiel got sick. It could be that Ganav will come. It could be anything, right? And it basically meant that any bein v'misa, bein b'karis, whatever it's going to be, Yaakov was nervous about anything happening to the person. And so he said, so you just like a son there means anything happening, you know, it's something he's worried about. So the son in the Torah also refers to if anything would have happened to this person, he doesn't have to pay the fine. So according to Abaye, right, so say, so the person's, the czar came out, he went ahead, let's assume the case is that he stole the truma, right, so he has to pay back. The czar eats truma, has to pay back the truma that he took because he's not allowed to eat it. And at the same time, he gets bitzim yidei shemayim. So according to Abaye, that we learned from the case of Ason, so it applies to any case where he would have died in some way. So since this guy would die in some way, bitzim yidei shemayim, he doesn't have to pay a fine. But according to Rava, what was the limud? The Rava learned out specifically from the case of Molech, right, where Hashem says, if you don't kill this person, I will give them kares. And the language was kares. So that means that this rule that you don't have to pay if you are, quote, Chai Misa only applies to either Misa Bidei Adam Mamish, right, like in Bezdin, or it's going to apply to Hashem giving a person Kares, right? In the case of Zar eats Truma, the person doesn't get Kares, right? They get Misa Bidei Shemayim. So according to Rava, the person would still be Chayav to pay. So that's the difference, that's like the Nafka Mina, the Prat Lulim's mean Abaye's learning out from Ason Ason, and Rava's learning out from Kares, that Rava's is specifically Kares, and Abaye's is any type of Misa, even Misa Bidei Shemai. So the example is a Zar, a non-Kohen who eats Truma, according to Abaye, he will not have to pay for the Truma that he stole, and according to Rava, he is going to have to pay. Okay. Yeah? Sort of? Yeah?
Yeah. The yeah.
Yeah? We have a little time. We're not quite as...
No, so according to the second opinion, which is, that was...
Rava.
Rava?
Yeah.
So if you got, it's only if you got Kares, right? You would not have to pay a Kares?
So according to Rava, if he got Kares, he wouldn't have to pay a Kares, correct? According to Rava, it's because according to Rava, you learn the...
It's only dying in this
you
world.
You learn it out specifically, right, you learn out this whole rule only from Hashem giving Kares, specifically Kares. So the case of a non-Kohen who eats Truma, it's the wrong thing to do. And you get Misa B'dei Shemayim.
Yeah.
But Misa B'dei Shemayim is not Kares. Right? And therefore, the rule just doesn't get triggered.
Okay.
Because the whole rule only applies in the case of Kares.
Okay, I
got it. Okay. So, fine. So Gemara says, well, not so fast. Well, the Baya Pater. Really? According to Baya, the guy's really going to be Pater? Really? I get the difference. I understand the difference. Kares, not Kares, fine. But let's just talk Halacha L'maisa. This guy eats, is non-Kohen, he eats Truma. He's really going to be Pater from paying back? But what about the following halacha? Didn't Rav Chista say, "Moder Reb Nechuni ben Akana begonev chelvo shel chaveiro"? Right, what happens if a person steals his friend's chelav? Right, chelav is fats of the animal that are forbidden to eat. Okay, so let's say a person steals the chelav of his friend, ve'achlo, and then he eats it. Right, shu chayiv that he has to pay. Why does he have to pay? Shekvar nischayiv beganeva. Kodim Shabala Ischelev. There's two things that happen there, right? What happens in that case? Let's say a person steals, I don't know why he wants to steal Chelev, but he wants to steal Chelev. So he goes to his friend's house and he steals the Chelev. The moment he steals the Chelev, what happens? He's gonna have to pay back. Right? When you steal something, you gotta pay back. You actually have to pay back Kefla, to pay back double. Right? So he went and snuck into the guy's house, he broke in, and he stole his Chelev. So what happens at that moment? Chayav to pay back. And then what happens later? He goes and he eats the Chelev. Okay, that's a separate Isser, right? Separate Isser of eating chaylev.
He's a czar.
Two separate things, right?
He's so, a czar.
No, so this is a chaylev is forbidden fats that anybody can eat.
Oh, I see.
Chaylev is forbidden for anybody, everyone to eat. So, he could, but the friend could have sold it, whatever. But the bottom line is,
he ate it.
So then he eats it, right? So, even Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akana agrees that in that moment, in that case, the guy has to pay back for stealing the chaylev. Why? Because they're two different acts, right? He stole the chaylev. If he would never eat it, let's say he never ate it. If he never, even if he never ate it, he has to pay back. Right, so even Rabbi Nechuni Ben Akana agrees. Begoni chelvo shachaver va'achlo shu chayiv. Why? Shekfar nischayiv beganeva kovin shabala de yisra chilev. Because he's already chayiv to pay back even before he ever had to pay back. He had to pay back even before he ever ate it. Right? Ama. So what do we see? The miidna de agbe kanye. Right? From the moment that he picks it up, he's already kone. Right? Mischayv benafsha lohava ada achale, but he's not chayv misa, right? Because we chayav also have a chayv misa b'dei shemayim. So he's not chayv misa. I think it's misa b'dei shemayim or the kares. I think it is
kares.
Yeah, kares. Right. So he's he's only gonna be chayv kares once he right ada achale until he eats it. So if that's true by chaylev, I'd say the same exact thing over here, right? Hachanami, even in our case of truma, beidna da agbe kanye, right? At the moment he picks up the truma, now it's chayev because he stole the truma from a kohen, right? It's chayev enav shalahave ada achalai, and same thing, he should be chayev misa b'dei shemayim until he eats it. So same thing, if it's two different acts, I get it. Typically, what's the original case we're talking about? Someone's bal anida. Right, he's me'anes anida,
yeah,
right? So he does the act of ones, the act of raping, and the act of tashrut anida. It's the same action, right? So it's all bank. We're calling bank echad. It comes at the same moment, right? So there, I get it. I'm talking about the Chaim Benikana would say in that case, putter from the kanas. Why? Because you're chayv misa, you're chayv kares for the act of being bal anida. But that's because the two actions happen at the same exact moment. Here, the actions are happening. Very, you know, separate one from the other. And the best example of that is the case of the person who steals the chaylev, chayev to pay for stealing, and then you go ahead and you eat it, fine, so now you're chayev for eating chaylev. So it should be the same thing here. Zat, meaning we're not arguing about the machlokes in Bayi Rava. In general, the machlokes is the same. The question becomes, even according to Rava, in this case, are you really chayamis? Are you really pater from paying? Because at the end of the day, you did two actions. You stole and then you ate.
Would it be different if instead of stealing and then eating, he went to his friend's house and ate it in his friend's house?
Oh, so watch. So here we go. So the Gemara is now going to try to find a case where the stealing and the eating are the same moment. Exactly. That's what the Gemara is going to get to right now. So he says, I'll tell you what the case is. Hachav ha'yaskinan, kagon shetachav lo chaveiro lesoch piv. What's the example? The example is that surely the Yisrael comes over to his friend, the Kohen, right? And he shows up, and his friend the Kohen takes the truma and sticks it in his mouth, right? So the moment of acquiring the truma and the eating it is the same moment. He never uses his hands. He never picks
but
it up.
The Kohen sticks it in the mouth
of the non-Kohen,
who's not supposed to eat. You
can, correct.
Who can't eat?
I'm a non-Kohen. I can't eat truma, right? So I go over to Adam's house. Yeah. He wouldn't do this to me, Khalilah. I go over to Adam's house, and he takes the chuma and he sticks it in my mouth.
And you're responsible
so,
for
it? So he did it. So yeah, but I didn't pick it up. Well, maybe I let him.
Okay.
It's not against my will. I knew what he was going to do.
Okay.
So I'm okay with it, right? So I know I didn't pick it up with my hands. This is a classic Gemara examples, right? You're like, well, this never happened, right? Okay, but we use these examples to explain, like, to get to the point here, right?
Yeah.
Right. So what happens? You go ahead and you stick it in his mouth. Look at Rashi. Shetachav lo chavero. Rashi says delo agba velo kanya. I never picked it up, and I never made a kinyan. Velo meschayev v'tashlumen, and I never became chayev to pay. Right. Ela bebliyasa. Only once I swallowed it. Right. Meschayev. Right. Only at that moment am I chayev. The mehanias haniasa me hanias meyav. I have to pay for the enjoyment of my stomach. Velo dami kula, velo dami kula. I don't have to pay for the whole thing. Ubahi shaita chi of misa nami ika. Right, so it's that moment. I'm going ahead and I'm eating. At the same moment, I am chayiv to pay. I'm chayiv to pay, and I'm chayiv to, for eating shuba. She's gonna say it's not my fault. He gave it to me. And it's just yeah, you're not just when you steal. You're not just when you eat shuba. You're not chayiv to pay only because you stole it from a kohen. It's because you got the benefit that a kohen's supposed to get. That's the point, right? So at that moment, you get the benefit. You swallow. You get this. You get the benefit, and you get the isra at the same exact moment. Ah, so in that case, that's the case where Rava would still say chayif. Right? Why? Because again, it's just misa b'dishamayim. It's not kares. And so you get the chayif misa, and you have to pay back for both things, even though they happen at the same moment. Gemara says not so fast. Right? Sof. Kevin de la se Kanye. Mischai benav shalahave adabola. Well, that's not really true. If you stick it in my mouth, what's he going to do? He's going to have to chew. Right? So really what happens, the moment he chews it, he's already chayev for stealing it. But he's not chayev to pay until what? He's not chayev visa until what? He swallows it.
Well,
so it's two different actions.
Not the same moment.
Not the same moment. And it's the Gemara could go and shetachav lo lesoch beisa bliya. No, he puts it all the way down his throat. He doesn't even have a chance to chew it. He gives it to him all the way. Okay?
Okay.
So Gemara says, okay, hey chidami, what's the case? E dematzila dura nihadar. He goes, wait a second. If he could have spit it out still, then he got to spit it out. Right? So then you should spit it out. E lo matzila dura, if it's so far down, he can't even spit it out anymore. I'm a chayef, then it's not my fault. You stuck it all down my throat. I never really acquired it. Now look at Rashi. Ibali lehadura. Rashi says, if I can spit it out, you gotta spit it out. V'chi lo ahadra, and since you didn't spit it out, me'ahi shaita ihu mazik la derishon lav midei avid. Right. So if that's true, if I can't spit it out, then it's not my fault. The person did it to me. Right. He hurt me. Right. I didn't do anything. V'lo neschayev lekohen klum. I shouldn't have to pay anything because you stuck it down my throat. I didn't do anything. Right. And then continues Rashi, "Vi deloma tzla dura." And if I'm not able to bring it back up, am I chayiv misa anasu? It's not his fault, right? So meaning, if I should have brought it up and I didn't, so then I chose to keep to swallow it. So that was my choice, right? Mm-hmm. And if I didn't, and if I couldn't spit it up, then it's totally not my fault at all, and I'm an anus. So again, what's going on here? There's still that moment where there's my choice if I'm gonna continue eating or not, And the moment that I can choose to continue eating, at that moment I'm chayav for the geneva, and I don't get, and I'm not chayav until I swallow it. So the bottom line is, and there's still two different actions going on here. Splitting hairs, we're still trying two different actions. Okay, so answer the Gemara, lo tzriche. Now, what's the case? You could have brought it up, right? You could cough it out, but it'd be really hard. Okay, so now look at Rashi. So why does that matter? That I could, but it'd be very difficult. Because if you would even bring it out, mimasa, it would be disgusting, right? Bring it out, coughing it up, that would be gross. And you couldn't give it back to him. It'd be like, you know what I mean? Hilkach, megzol lo gazla, right? You're not really going to be chai for stealing, right? Amai kama chai vaslei, right? Vitashlumen. You're not going to pay, you haven't paid back. Ahanaz grono, omeyav, ahi shaita, chi of misa ika, right? I mean, you're already, it's not your fault. There's nothing to pay back anymore. It's impossible to bring up. When you bring it up, it's going to be gross. There's no paying back happening anyways. So it's really at the point where it's basically impossible to bring it out. And, right, and therefore, your act of continuing to eat it doesn't really make any difference because nothing going to happen. And at the same time, the chiv misa is setting in because now you're going to swallow. So that's the case we're talking about. So the point is, it's mamish, the stealing and the swallowing is happening at the same moment. And at that point, Rav would still say, you're chayav to pay. You still have to pay. Why? Because it's a misa v'dei shemayim and tashlumin that come at the same time, and that doesn't apply to this rule of again, according to Rava, Rabbi Nachum Minakana would say, you still have to pay. Fine. Even him. Fine. So, okay. So, Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says a little different. Kagon shetachav lo chavero mashkin shal truma sochviv. So Rav Papa says, I'll give you a different case. What's the case? There's truma, you know, wine, let's say, right? The grapes were truma, and he pours the wine down your throat, right? Why is that going to help? Because I can't spit it out, right? It comes, goes out. Again, I'm going to swallow. I do the act of swallowing, but I don't have a chance to spit it out, right? So you stick it in my mouth at the same moment. Again, there's no chance to really get it out. Rashi says, "Mashkin shal truma velo tidachka lishnuya bebeis alblia." You don't have a chance to do anything in your throat. Elam mikivan shetachva lesoch piv im asala. The moment you put it in, it becomes disgusting. Point of it being disgusting is that my spitting it out won't do anything, right? It's not going to work anymore. By the way, the same halacha applies to the question of what happens if a person puts food in their mouth without making a bracha. What do you do? So the opposing talk about the same exact distinctions. If it's a food and you can spit it out and it won't be gross, so you spit it out and then you make a bracha. You make a bracha and eat it again. But if it's something that would be disgusting to spit out, so then we assume. So then you swallow it and you make the bracha again. You make the bracha and it is what it is. And if it's liquid, we assume you can't spit it out. Right. So that all these distinctions that we're making here are the same distinctions we make when it comes to that child of making a bracha. You forgot to make a bracha, but fine, fine. That's what the Rebbe says. And if Ashi Amar, one last example, bizarre sha'achal truma mishalo. Right. This is a czar who's eating truma. That is his truma. Why is it vikara? Shirayin shal chavero. So he eats his own truma. Why is it his own truma? So the case is that the truma comes from his mother. His mother's husband, you know, got truma, and then she yarshins it to him, and so he gets truma. It's truma that belongs to him, but he's not allowed to eat it. So he didn't steal it, and he gets it because it belongs to him. And at the same moment that he's eating it, he tears his friend's clothing. Okay, Rashi says b'sha shabola va'afagav demisa lav mishum mamona. The nizak asalei mifter. Even though the misa is coming from two different things, it's the same moment. He eats something he shouldn't eat, the truma, and he also tears the guy's clothing. It's already different, a little bit different case. His eating and his chayav to pay come from two different actions, but the actions happen at the same exact moment. So that's Rav Ashi says that's the case. Again, where Rav would say that you're chayav to pay, but the Gemara will come back later next week and explain. Explain the rest of the case.
Are we
will meet next week, probably one night, maybe Sunday night. Maybe Sunday night. We'll see. Yeah, we'll do the whole thing in one night.